So, Rabbi, we start a shiur tonight in Parshas Boy with the words of the Hevi Gemara Nayim. Gemara Nayim in Parshas Boy tells us, he repeats many times, that Mitzrayim, the main gullus, was not the gullus of the Yidden. Physically, it was the gullus of their das. Their das was in gullus. The whole like das and gullus means there was no... They Pashit had no way of intellectually bonding with the Rebbeinu Shlom to have Amunah properly, to know, to feel, to have a relationship. Das's relationship, the relationship with Hashem was in Golus. So you imagine that you're married to your wife, you're married legally, but the relationship is not so good and things aren't going well. So your relationship's in Golus. You're legally married. You know, it's a fact. You have a relationship. You don't feel the relationship. So the Yidden might have known there's a God, but it's called Avodah Zarah. They're called Avodah Zarah. They didn't have the proper feelings, understanding, comprehension. They didn't live with the Rebbeinu Shlom every second. They didn't feel the Rebbeinu Shlom. They didn't love the Rebbeinu Shlom. They didn't know the Rebbeinu Shlom. Zogt the Hevi Gemara Nayim that Mered Gezach. The Torah Kedosha starts with the letter Beis. Breish is Bar Lakim. Why does the Torah start with the letter Beis? Why not with an Aleph? Aleph's a good number. Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph Beis. Zogt Mar Nayim, if we don't really understand what the letter of Aleph is, the letter of Aleph is a wonderful letter. It's full of Kedusha. The letter Aleph is so close to Hashem. You know, the Aleph is really like two Yudin and one Vav in the middle. It's like Yud Kei Vav Kei, 26, Yud Yud and Vav. The Aleph is so holy. It stands for Aluf Shalaylam. Aluf Shalaylam means the general of the world, the king of the world. The Aleph is Azah Hele Gais, that when Hashem created the world wasn't ready for the letter Aleph. Too much Kedusha. And actually, the letter Aleph complained, and Hashem said, don't worry, I'm going to pay you back. When I give the Torah, it starts with the Nechesh on the Kech, with the Aleph. What does that really mean? It doesn't matter, that's the Vart. Until we have the Torah, the world is, can't have an Aleph. It's too hot. So to have a world without an Aleph, with an Aleph, without a base, is like picking up a pot, a hot boiling chalon pot, without handles. So challenge pots gewaltig. Like challenge, it's a wonderful thing. Challenge, right? If you, what if you have a hot challenge pot on the fire on Shabbos and you can't, you have nothing to take off the fire. You have no handles. There's no pot holders. So the best challenge is going to burn you. It's a gewaltig challenge. But if you don't have a way to get off the fire, it's going to burn you. And it's better without the challenge than to have the challenge pot without handles and without a pot holder. So to a velt with the ice Aleph, if we're not ready for it, if we don't have the handles to take it off, it's terrible, it's burning you. Just like the old mushel that electricity, straight out of a nuclear reactor, if you go Indian Point, would you like to own Indian Point? It's a multi-billion-dollar facility, worth a lot of money, but if you go right into the reactor room, you'll get killed. If you don't have the proper equipment to transmit electricity and to make it accessible and to channel it and to diminish it and to get it fit for distribution, then it is a curse. So to the Kedusha of the Rebbeinu Shlom, if it's not custom designed and configured in a dosage that's appropriate for this worldly consumption, it would be a curse. So therefore the velt starts with Beis, which is second level, not first level Kedusha, so to speak. And only as the Torah is given, the mitzvahs and the Torah itself are potholders and levushim, if you wish to call it that, garments around the Kedusha, shields that help us get it in a higher level. That's the pshat in the pasuk, Shemesh Umagein Hashem Elokim. The pasuk until him pay dalid, pasuk good days. Shemesh umagen, Hashem lekim. God is the sun, and he has the sunglasses. What's the good of sun if you don't have sunglasses? You can burn your eyes out. If you have sun without goggles, you'll get blind. So Hashem is the Shemesh, and he's the Magen, and he's the shield. So the Torah is the shield. So when the world was created, there was no Torah yet. We couldn't get top level light. We only got second level light, bays. Hashem was mitzamtzim himself in those bays. And then afterwards, Hashem brought out the Aleph of Torah by Kabbalah of Torah. So he says, that's the pshat in the famous Tikkun HaZoyer, that it says that the Vayavidu Mitzrayim b'chaymer, d'akal v'chaymer, v'levenim d'alibin hilchasa, v'cholavidosam basada d'abraisa, es kolavadu v'sher avdu v'hem b'parach el pircha. So the Tikkun HaZoyer says that all the terminology that's used for the physical labor of the Yidna Mitzrayim really alludes to something much higher. When it says the Oisik Bechaymer, Chaymer, which literally means mud or clay or lime, means Kal Vechaymer, the Yidna did Kal Vechaymers. When it says Levena means Liban Alacha, the Levena, which means white, means they whiten and clarify Halacha. Perich is Perich, there's Kashas and Lernan. But the Sod means outside work, means like a Bryce is an outside Mishnah, so to speak. Was Meitas. It means to say, says the Ma'orinayim, that the Yidden in Mitzrayim weren't yet ready to get the Torah Bishlei Musa, but rather they were preparing. In Mitzrayim there's a Golas Hadas. We couldn't know Hashem entirely. The real reason is because Hashem didn't reveal himself entirely yet. That's good for the Pshat. The reason why there was a Golas Hadas in Mitzrayim is because there couldn't be a full Das of Hashem yet in Mitzrayim. It would be too hot. It would be too powerful. But the beginnings in Mitzrayim was hidden. The building blocks of Torah were hidden in Mitzrayim. Now by being in Mitzrayim, the Yidden were definitely getting a step closer. It wasn't Stam. We were vegetating in Mitzrayim, doing nothing for 210 years. The Yidden Avada, we were getting much closer to the Rebbeinu Shloilam, and we were extracting the basic materials for learning, the tools for learning, Kal V'chaymer, Liban Halacha, Brises, Pirchus, all this was being prepared in Mitzrayim, and we were preparing to bring the Das out of Golos. Okay, this is the essential Yisoid of the Moranayim, it says in many places, and this is the Aschola of tonight's Shir in Chassidus, Moranayim Plus. So for this, we go to the Heilige Kedushas Levi, and the Kedushas Levi in Heilige Parsha says many wonderful things, but I'll try to stick to the part that our development and advancing the concept we just learned in the Moranayim. So the Kedushas Levi says, this is the Pshat, Boy El Paroi. Boy El Paro, Boy is Beis Aleph. Beis Aleph. That by coming to Paro, we're going down from Beis Aleph. It's Mamash Ahemshech of the Vort of the Moranayim. The Moranayim says that the Velt was created with the Beis of Rashis. Because Aleph is Alufa Shalaylam. Aleph is understanding Hashem on the highest level. But when the world was created, there was no Torah yet. So we couldn't get the Aleph. The Aleph is so powerful, it's like a sun without a mugging. It's like being in the sun without sunglasses. It's like being in the sun without suntan lotion. It'll burn you to a crisp. Sun's a wonderful thing, but you need a mugging. You need to protect it too, because it's too much. So before Matan Torah, we couldn't get the full sun because there was no potholders to take the hot pot off the fire. No handles. The Torah is the levushim, the handles. But you should know that going to Paro was going Beis Aleph. We're going a step down. We're getting closer. It's Mamash Hemshech Devor of the Moranayim. Start Parsha's boy. Boy El Paro. You should know. By going to Paro, this time we're playing around with Paro. We're making big strides. We're making big progress when you go to Paro. It's not a negative thing, Stam, you're getting part of him Paro. It's a positive stride. Boy, Beis Aleph. Because he says, we know that the Welt was created originally with Midas Adin, and the Aleph Beis of Midas Adin starts Tov Shin Reish Kuf Tashrak. That's Rosh Hashanah, you know. It's called Chodesh Tishrei. Because Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. And the month of Yom Adin is, the Aleph Beis backwards is Tov Shin Reish Yud is Yom Kippur. Tashrak, that's why the simon for Kiyah Shaifer is Tashrak, Tiyah Shorim Tzuruat Kiyah, because the world that was created, that's too much for us to take, is the world of Yinus Adin, and that starts with Tav Shin Reish Kuf, and in the order of Tav Shin Reish Kuf, Beis comes before Aleph. So that's why Parshas Bo means that the Bria started with Tav Shin Reish Kuf, Mahal Shine by vibrations of Beis, and now we're on the threshold of Aleph. We're not finished. Here they then says a Yisoid Rabbeisai. If you want to dance, I don't think you should want to dance. You should dance. You have to hear the Yisoid of the Kedush Levi. Zog the Kedush Levi. And the Parsha Niteyotcha Al Hashamayim V'Yichoshech Al Eretz Mitzrayim V'Yomish Choshech. The ninth Makim Machas Choshech state in Pasuk. Hashem says to Moshe, spread out your hand, stretch out your hand to heaven. There'll be Choshech Al Eretz Mitzrayim. Yomish Choshech, they'll feel the Choshech. The Yet Moshe is Yodai, and the Mitzrayim was Choshech. Ulechol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'moish v'yisam, and for Gans Klai Yisrael, there was light wherever they lived. The fact is, there's lady. What's the pshat? Ulechol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'moish v'yisam. It should say, Ulechol b'nei Yisrael l'hoya choshech. Why is it saying the pasuk? It's contrasting the matzav of the Yidden to the matzav of the Goyim. By the Goyim, gefer l'chayshech. Not stam, but yomesh chayshech, you feel it. And by Yidden you say, well, b'nei Yisrael lo yachayshech. Why does it say, l'chol b'nei Yisrael, ho yor b'nei shvaysam? No, for Yidden there was light. That's not Devar. Devar is of no darkness, as I affect it. Now he says that the pshat is that you should know that whenever the Rabbeinu Shlailam, the Rabbeinu Shlailam is all light. And the Rabbeinu Shlalom, his light is a behirus ein soif. And when the Rabbeinu Shlalom created the world, simtsein behirusai kvi eichus amakablam, lodom asrafim kvi bilchinasam, lodom achayas, lodom amalachim, kalalom asrayayinim, tachtayinim, everybody gets the light they need. Okay. The Rabbeinu Shlalom's light is ein seif. There's no end to Hashem's light. But as we said before, in the Morning Nayim, that if Hashem would shine His full light on this world, we'd be gone. We couldn't take it. We'd be blinded by the light, right? So a photographer takes a flash on your eyes. Your eyes has blue spots for 5 minutes afterwards, right? And if you're driving at night and someone has a bright shining in your eyes, you'll be blinded in the dark road. Blinded? Why blinded? Adarav, it's not a light. Teretz is, you can be blinded by the light. So the Rabbeinu Shlalom there for Bechazda Betuvai is Mitzamtzem. He restricts and diminishes and distributes his light to every single creation, the exact amount that the creation can receive. And the highest malachim, there are 10 levels of malachim. So the Srafim get a level of light that's good for them to be fiery. The highest of Kodesh are a little bit less. And other malachim are a little bit less. And human beings a little bit less. But it's exactly the right amount. Not too much, not too little. He says that's in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, that the malachim, the Yeshaya saw, had six wings. Two of them, with two wings that covered their face. Two wings that covered their legs. And the middle ones were there. He says that's a pshat. The Rabbeinu Shlalom sheds his light on Malachim. The two wings that were on top of their eyes means that Hashem makes that the light is not too much. He gives us the kli. He gives the person the way to protect their eyes, that they shouldn't go too high. In other words, the main malach is the two middle wings. Those wings are out to get the light. The upper wings are protecting the malach from seeing too much, going too high. They're covering his eyes. The lower wings are covering the malach's legs to show that the light shouldn't go too low. So the pitch is exactly where you are, right in the middle. You know, the pitch is this, the pitch zone, and the pitch goes exactly not too low, not too high, this is the strike zone. That's why the malachim cover their eyes up here, too high the light up here, too low that down there, right here in the middle, perfect. The Rabbeinu Shlalom sounds them precisely. But when the Rabbeinu Shlalom wants to destroy Rishayim, how does the good Lord destroy Rishayim? Know what he does? He gives them light above the Madrega. You want everything? Here's light. He blinds them with light. He gives them too much light. When Hashem punishes the righteous, He doesn't give them darkness. He gives them too much light, and they're blinded by the light. That's called the Ora Elyon. Behirus or Elyon. Like the Gemara says, that when the Rabbanim want to kill somebody, and the rabbis get rid of their enemies. You don't behave, you know what we do? We give you one look, and we shine the light from our eyes on you entirely. If you don't behave, you become a gal shalat samas, become a pile of bones. One look, like a laser beam. Like a laser beam, you're going to fall apart, there'll be nothing left of you. Don't mess with the rabbis. Gal shalat samos, because what they do is they're shining an overabundance of light on you. It's too much. Gone. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. So, and that's Vayomish Choshech. In other words, the Choshech, it was something they could feel. It was too much light. Because they had too much Or Elyon. And they had no Torah Mitzvahs to protect them. They had no Levushim. They had no potholders. No light. No light shields. No sunglasses. But by the Yidden, the way the Yidden go from Madrega to Madrega is Hashem gives them Taka more light than they used to. But the Yidden have Torah Mitzvahs. Well, the Yidden have Amuna, and the Amuna is the sun, is the Shemesh Umagen. Hashem gives them a Shemesh, but we have a Mugging, we have a protection, and we know how to use it. So we can take a little bit more light, because we have the apparatus, and we have the apparatus, the gifts from Hashem, that we have the Kalim to deal with a little bit more light, slowly but surely, and we're in the Salah. So that's why it says, by the Yidden, L'chol b'nei Yisrael, or b'mai Shvaisam. The Yidden got more light, our Amuna got bigger. So the goyim taka the choyshech in Mitzrayim was vayamish choyshech. It wasn't an absence of light. It was mamashizik a choyshech. It was too much light. That's what they blinded them. It was the Or Elyon. But by the Yidden, we steig from this, and the faket, there was more light by us. We taka saw a higher level of light than we ever saw before, and that's why it doesn't say there was no choyshech. That's not giving the picture properly. What happened really was there was more light. We taka steig because we were prepared, and we know how to incorporate and to digest and to integrate more light into our mitzvahs.
Why should the Goyim have a schus to die through Hashem's light? Overabundance of Kedusha. Is that the way a Goy should die?
Sometimes, like, you know, it said the famous word that, I mean, that's how the Sancheirv's troops died on Pesach night. They died because the Malach Yeshari sang Shira to them, and then the Shamas got so high that they just flew out of the world. So there are times when Hashem kills the Goyim. What? Well, they got toasted. That was not visual toasted. That was audio. That was they got the sonar, and they got the malach. They heard the malachim singing. It was too much for them. Parach neshmasim. So I'm not gonna. That's
every
a good question.
Every Russian
died. Lav davka. I would say it's only this case over here. Certain selective cases. Lav davka. But that's a little bit out of the scope of our discussion tonight. So I continue over here. And the Kedushas Levi. I'm not in the Noam Elimelech. We haven't done Noam Elimelech in a while. Again, we could sit here for the whole night with more Noam Elimelechs, but I just want to share with you a few Nakudas which are Nageya to us. Gemara the Great and Noam Elimelech. Zakhtuman Elimelech Azoy. Starts in Noam Elimelech with a question. Why does it say Boy El Paro? It should really say Leich El Paro. Everybody's busy with Boy. Boy means come to Paro. Leich means go to Paro. So we have to know Lashon Kodesh. You have to appreciate the subtle nuances of Lashon Kodesh. So there's the question. The Baruch Hashem should say, like when Moshe Rabbeinu is on Har Sinai, Hashem says, get down, go back down. He says to Moshe, what? Leich, raid, go down. Kishich esamcha, leich. Many times Hashem says, leich. He says to Avraham Avinu, leich lecha. So Hashem should say to Moshe, leich el paro. He say, and tell him, lechu banim shimuli. Lechu, go. The word for go away, go out, go to somebody really is leich. Sakha God says your go Paro means come to Paro. Zot the Helige Noam Elimelech is a merit of Yisoid. so heich, I have to be drag to say it over to you. I'm not worthy of saying it over. I'll try my best. With your schus, I'll see at the Shmaya. Zot the heilig genoyli melech. You know, all the stories, like I'll call them stories, all the stories in the Torah, all the narratives, all the events that happen, you know, the Rebbeinu Shlomo could have made one Makkah Mitzrayim. He could have gone right to Makkah Mechayris. Why did a bunch of Pachka around with Paro, Nochamakkah, playing games? All these stories, Yankiv, Yosef, what's the Tachlis? The Teretz is the Tachlis. Because in the Torah HaKadosha, how many letters are there? This is, everyone's got to know this. You come to Shir of mine, everyone knows how many. There's 304,805. Etch that into your brain for the rest of your life.
304,805.
304,805. Dosi dos. A lot of letters. 304,805. Not 600,000. 304,805. Now, every letter is essential. Sefer Torah missing one letter, it's impossible. Even if you have every letter, but the letters are touching each other, possible. You have every letter, but it's cracked, possible. Because the letters are not just letters of a story. They're not letters in the book, Chas v'Shalom, or in the paper. The letters, every letter is a pipeline to Shemayim. Every letter is, like we're saying, a tzimtzum of the Or, just like we said before, from Lucius Levi, the Morinayim. That every letter is more light. There's much more light in an Aleph than in a Tav. There's more light in an Aleph than in the Beis. And when the world's created, we weren't holding by the Alephs alone. We couldn't start with an Aleph, had to be with a Beis. The reason why the Torah is so long is because Hashem wanted to have every single letter in the Torah. Every letter is a critical letter. So, when Hashem says, Boyo Paro, Hashem says, go to Paro, his purpose is, you know, I want you to talk to him. We'll have a story over here. We'll have a shmuas back and forth. You know why? What's going on? It's ridiculous. You go into Paro, and God's telling him right away, it's not going to work. I made his hard heart, so you're wasting your time. You know why? The man shisi, so I should put oisai sa'ela v'kirbo. I should put my oisas, my letters of the Torah in him. Through Paro, he has a schus. There's more letters in the Torah. More stories, more talk, more dialogue, more letters. I need to have 304,805, God says. I gotta fill this book up here. I gotta fill up the book. So we need more schmoozing, more stories, more narrative. The manchisi oisai sayele bekirbay. Inside the story, the paro, I have the oasis of the Torah. So Meili says, you know, the difference between the word leich and the word boy. The difference is because really, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go to paro. He didn't ever want to return that tithe. Chavetz estaka, but the most other Russia. That's what look at Russia. You know, you're not going to let your daughter go to college. Sit with Rishoyim in class over there, kicking off Rishoyim. You know, the girls are putter, the girls are going to college, the girls are going to work with Goyim, with Rishoyim. Too much kicking off at the Mossad in Russia. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to look at Russia. As a matter of fact, the Heilige Noam Elif says in Parshas Ve'era that Moshe and Aaron, when they went to Paro, they never even looked at Paro. He says in Ve'era, they never looked at each other. They looked at each other, they talked to one another. And they didn't look at Paro. They talked to one another, and they made a Paro overheard. As always, up to the mouth, up to Shmias. That's why it starts. Vayadaber Moshe Aaron, Moshe Aaron, Moshe back and forth, because they only talk to each other. They just unger kicked Paro. They didn't want to open this man. The Rusha. So Moshe never wanted to go. Zot the Heilig Noam Elav. The difference in Leich, when you tell someone Leich, it's even against his will. Boy is always beretzayin that toiv. Leich halicha mikri asha adam hoilech shleber tzaynai, because even though he's going shleber tzaynai, halicha baraglav nasis. Halicha means he goes megate with the feet. Boy is megate with the cup and with the heart. Boy, you go with your head and your heart. Halicha is with the feet. So Hashem then said to Moshe, leich. Leich means go against your will. Let your feet carry you there. No, I want you to go with your head and your heart. Be happy about it. You know why? Because you think that going to power is a negative. The manchisi oisas ha'el bekirba. I want to show you that the kedusha of the Torah is so great that even inside a zahosh like Paro, we can put some oisas of the Torah. We can put letters of the Heilige Torah can be inside their Shegetz, their Russia, their Avodah Zarah, their Tumah, their Klipa, their Eves Aretz, Paro, we can put Isis Eila Bekirbo. So go with Tzemcha, buy your Paro. Not with your feet only. I have a year of art. We're not finished. That's right. She see Isis Eila, Meloshin Isis, Isis Atayr. Fine. Zok de Weiter, there's a Zeratif of art, Zeratif of art. And again, but it's a Hemshech of like what the Kedush Levi said. What's the pshat? The Rebbe Shem says to Moshe, stretch your hand out in the heavens and there'll be Choshech and Mitzrayim. Why as much as stretch his hand out to the heavens? Listen to this word, this is half live a fella. Thousand of Doisius. Oy, Zok de Heilige, namely Melech. Are we going too high? Which thing is this Vertlich? What are you going, this deep, heavy, high, holy stuff, lights, celestial things? What? This is the Heiliges Forum, what?
We can take more light.
You want more light? Oh, you think so? Okay. Zog the Heilige Naimi Melech. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, we say in Davening, but it's really a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Yoitzer or Uvari Choshech. Question is, why by or is a yoitzer? Vari means to create, without a form. Yoitzer means to sculpt, to shape, to design artistically. Yoitzer means to make it very yitzira. Why is light yoitzer? Zok to this vart, the same vart. That really, the original light has no shape, it has no beginning, it has no end. The light of the Rabbi Shlalom, the or Elyon, the light, is overwhelming. It's a tsunami of light. It's a tidal wave of light. It's all engulfing, all encompassing. There's no shape to it. It's all over. But it's too much for us. So the Rebbe Shlomo makes light should be yitzira. He customizes this for everybody what they need. But you know what a tzaddik does? A tzaddik is like lahavdil. You know that around the world there is an ozone layer. And the big problem today, the ozone layer is getting messed up by aerosols. And if we don't have these protective gases around the earth, then the sun goes through directly, it can burn us. It's a bigger problem. That's why there's global warming. There's greenhouse effect now the other way, with gases being trapped. We're in trouble, you know. The Alps are melting. Glaciers are melting. It's really a problem. It's not a joke. And maybe in our own lifetime, there might be some very dramatic meteorological changes. And the seashores are going to go deeper into the countries. It's not Pashut. And it has to do with the ozone layer. That sun is coming in now more dangerously than ever before. The tzaddikim are like the ozone layer for the world. In other words, we have to make sure that the light of Hashem doesn't come to this world too stark. We just said that's how Makas Choshech happened. Too much light. It's like today there's too much brachim. Even the going. The world is dying in prosperity. There's too much. And prosperity is corrupting us. And it's killing us. And the heavy diet is making us obese. It used to be people die of starvation. And this is other people dying from fat and cholesterol and obesity and couch potatoes. Too much wealth, prosperity, food. There's more food than ever. No one's starving in America. They shouldn't be. And if they are, send a letter to somebody. They'll feed you. Get the food bank. We give them Tomchei Shabbos or whatever. No one's going to starve. No way. So the tzaddikim, when they do a mitzvah lishma, and they learn Torah lishma, they are literally carving letters out of the light of Hashem, and those letters are protecting the world. And that's why he says, when we talk about a tzaddik, we say, Zechusa Yogin Aleinu. Zachus means his clarity. The tzaddik takes the light of Hashem, which has no shape, and when he does the mitzvah lishma, it's hard to comprehend. You know, you think that you can only write with ink and a quill on parchment. Now, people make ice sculptures, right? You go to a fancy wedding and you have a big ice sculpture, waste of money, and someone's spending hundreds of dollars of meshugana to impress his guest with ice sculptures. But the fact is, you can sculpt in ice, you can sculpt in butter, you can sculpt in tofu, you can sculpt in wax, you can sculpt, and you can do all kinds of media and mediums and materials. So the tzaddik sculpts light. And that's why it's called Schusi Yogan Leino. He knows how to be Yaitzeror. He's Yaitzeror. Through the tzaddik, the light has a shape. And that's Zach. He doesn't mention the point, but Zach is 27, which is 27 letters of the Torah, 22 plus 5. And that's what Hashem said. My Moshe Rabbeinu, I says to Moshe, you know, you're Isis and protecting the mitzvah from being destroyed. You know what? Neteyotcha, just take your mate and your hand and sweep it over Shemayim and erase all the light sculptures you made till now. And with Schus Yagan Leinu, and don't protect Mitzrayim anymore. You're too nice to them. Just wipe it all out. Neteyotcha, get rid of the light and let the Choshech roll in. Let the, which really means, according to the Kedushas Levi, let the unsculptured, unlimited light hit him and destroy him. This is Mamash Hemshech, really, of the word of the Kedushas Levi. Fine. But now, gentlemen, we're coming to the finale, and here we come to a Meir de Gavort. This is such the Atta Shema, I cannot tell. You'll see the Hemshech of these two verses. I can't believe it. I Mamash can't believe it. Because last night, actually, I'm still in pain, and I couldn't sleep, so about 1 o'clock in the morning, I just pulled out Noam Lemelech, started learning Noam Lemelech in preparation for our shir, and I see this var. Gebleit on the Noam Lemelech. Now I have hundreds of Chassidish Sfarim. I was many, many Chassidish Sfarim in my bookcase. I just at random happened to pull out the Noam Lemelech, and the Rukas Abaisim, who has no luchar shayach Noam Lemelech, punkt, expands upon the words of the Noam Lemelech. I'm about to share with you. Zakt and Noam Lemelech. Hachoyvish azel lachem reish chadashim. Rishon hu lachotshi hashana. And the Parsha, we have the first month of the year, Nisan, the first calendar of the Jewish calendar. He says, what does it mean? He says, how can I explain it? He says, you should know, it says in the Medrash and the Zohar that before Hashem created this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boinei Olamos U'Machrivan, God originally created many worlds and destroyed them. And finally, he came to this world which he liked. He said, okay, this is a good world. You have Zishas in this world. You have Gedalias in this world. You have Yankiv Yaisas in the world. You have Shals in the world. You have Michaels in the world. You have all kinds of nice people. I forgot your first name. Heshi. And Heshi's in the world. So, the pshat is that which it says in the Medrash, that the Rabbeinu Shlom made other worlds and then created the final world. The reason is because, like Chazal say, Rashi says that originally Hashem wanted to create the world of Midas Adin. Then he changed his mind to Midas Rachman. So the world Hashem destroyed were the worlds that were created according to strict specifications. So when Gedalia makes somebody a tooth or something, he makes up a tooth, a bridge. It's very medactic. So since he's such a dactican, as Midas Adin, so just in case you're not happy with the crown he's making you, or the inlay, he's going to destroy it. He's not. For Gedalia, for my standards of dentistry, I've finished. Spitz, perfect. It will not come out of my laboratory into the mouth of my patients, because I am a very strict man with high standards, and if it's not according to my standards, destroy it. Right? Flora. But then, you know, his wife might say, you know, Gedalia, have rachmanis on us, if we're going to destroy it. Well, you just spent 3 hours making this crown, so hotavisa rachmanis, don't be such a stickler, and let's lower the standards a little bit, and it's nishta zo shlecht, and just because it's a little scratch over here doesn't mean it's not a perfectly fine crown, and nishta zo gefelech, let's lower the standards a little bit, too high, it's too feel. So the earlier worlds that Hashem destroyed were the worlds that were alpimidus adin, and then he went to Midas HaRachman. But he can do that because, so to speak, once he does Midas HaDin, we've earned Rachman. So the Noam says that's really what a tzaddik is all about. The tzaddik himself is always creating a new world for himself. Tzaddikim are always reinventing themselves. A tzaddik never remains the same. So Zisha, you're the same person today you were 10 years ago? Are you the same person that you were a year ago? No, you're always growing and reinventing yourself. You're a new world. Every human being is a world, and the world's always changing. You're not the mensch, right? You're a different person.
I know you.
That's right. You know new people in your life. You're a different person since we know each other. I'm a different person than I know you. Oh, I'm a different person. Yeah. I've learned patience, avlanas, a lot of things. Rachmim. Yeah. So I'm a different person, it's a different world. A tzaddik is always reinventing himself, recreating himself. But the way it goes is really the opposite. He's not going from taking it easy to be tougher. He's going from tougher to easier. Because the tachlis of a tzaddik is not to be a judge. His tachlis is to be a healer, to be a roife, to be a man of cures and cares, not a man of curses and tough. The tachlis is to be softer, sweeter, more empathetic, more sympathetic, more flexible within the halacha. But to be flexible, sweeter, mushier, nicer, not so judgmental, not so critical. So the tzaddik is faket. He's like the Rav Ashton. The Rav Ashton lowered the standard, so to speak. Why did he do it? To be a role model for tzaddikim. This is, again, very generally what he's saying. So now we come to the final point, Rabbi said, very beautiful. Kuda from the Heilige Arugas HaBaisam. Kushtarov. Zok, the Heilige Arugas HaBaisam. This is such a beautiful word, my friends. Again, you can dance on this one. And it sort of puts it everything together. He says, you know, again, HaChodesh Zelochem. The Medrash says, this is the month. And Hashem said, I want you to make our calendar, the Jewish calendar, built on the moon. HaChodesh Zelochem, says Rashi, Hashem said, Moshe, the moon. He said, Kizeh Re'ei V'Kadesh, when the moon is this size, see it, sanctify it. Say, Mekudesh, 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 Rosh Chodesh. And that means that the Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar. Now, a solar year is 365 days. A lunar year is 354 days. So the solar year is 11 years more. 11 days more, I mean, 11 days more. So the question is, this is a beautiful question. This is so shame, Rabbi, so you can say this over the table. This is, until now we're talking big, high stuff. Maybe it's hard to say over it. I'm going to tell you something now that's so beautiful. You can say it to the little kids. Maybe. How come the Jewish calendar is a conglomerate of a solar and a lunar? On the one hand, in Heidegger Parsha, it says, Achosh Zelechem, the whole calendar is built on the moon. Look at the moon. Make the month. Make the Yomim Tovim. Everything based on the moon. But the fact is our calendar solar too? Absolutely. Because we always have to compensate for the fact that in 3 years, over 3 years' time, since the lunar calendar is actually, the solar calendar is slower than the lunar calendar, you might say, has more days. So the lunar calendar are separate, the lunar and solar calendar are 11 days apart every year. So in the course of 3 years, it's really not quite 11 days. It's close to 11. So over 3 years, it's approximately 30 days apart. And that's what we have in Ibriyar, Shnas HaIbur. And Ibur literally means pregnancy. It's like a pregnant year, which is an extra month. We have a second Adar. So last year in Ibriyar. Now, the formula really is that now that we have our calendar figured out already, how many, you know how many Ibriyars we have?
That's good.
That's exactly correct. We have seven Ibriyars every 19 years. And the simon is Guch Adzat. Guch Gimel Vav Ches Adzat. Yudalev Yudalev Yudzayin Yutes. Those are the 7 years. So it's like that. In the 19-year cycle, I'm not sure which year we're in today, in the 19-year cycle, you have 7 years with extra months. So it's a little less than one every 3 years. It's a little more than one every 3 years, actually. Because it's really like, if it's 11 years, it's like 33 days, so if it would be exactly one every 3 years, it would be 7 and 21 years. Sakeret comes more frequently at 7, in 19 years. So that means,
Kuch
is Gimel, Vav, Ches, Ad Zat. Yud Aleph, Yud Dalet, Yud Zayin, Yud Tes. Kuch Ad Zat. So that's the siman for the 7 years that you have Ibiyars, you have extra months every 19 years. Seven every 19 years. For the question, okay, why? Because we don't want the solar year to get too far away from the lunar year. Because we want, HaChayz Elohim, we want the month of Nisan to always come out in the springtime. We want Pesach to come out in the springtime. Right? Ushmartem, you should guard this month. It's Chodesh Aviv. This is the month of Aviv. This is actually the month of Rachman. Aviv is Aleph Beis. Remember, the Aleph Beis of Rachman is Aleph Beis. And the Aleph Beis of Din is Tashrak. So Tishrei is the month of Din. Tish Tavshin Reish. Backwards Aleph Beis. This is the month of Rachman. It's Aleph Beis, Yud Beis. It's the Aleph Beis of Yud Beis of the 12 months. And you have to guard, you have to guard this month, that the month should be the Chodesh Aviv. So therefore we have to always coordinate and we have to always compensate for the fact that there's a discrepancy, and we have to let the lunar year and the solar year catch up with each other. But the question is why? Why don't we have just a solar year? It's like it's built in that you have every year 11-day discrepancy, and then we have to hustle around and do contrived things to catch it up and to integrate them. Why? Because it says in the Torah Kedosha, "Vayasa l'kim eshnei amoyrois agdoilam esamora gadol." This hamora cotton. It says on the fourth day of creation, Hashem made two moiris, two luminaries in the sky. He made the big one, the little one. So it's a shred. It's been deployed. First it says he made two big moiris. First Hashem made two big lights. And then it says, the more I got, the big one, the little one. But it talks about big. So as Rashi says, of course, originally the moon was as big as the sun. But the moon sinned. It was jealous. Said, so we can't have two equal kings. So we gotta do something, Hashem. So Hashem says, yeah, okay, you're the small one. So he's punished. So that's why it starts with two big ones, and then it says the big and the small. So the moon represents a person who stumbled and sinned. Which means that that's all of us. We all stumble and sin. We were originally big. We have a big purpose in life. Hashem made us big. And then slowly in our lifetime, we don't live up to our big potential and our big self. And we make this mistake and that mistake and this mistake and that mistake. And slowly but surely we start falling behind more and more and more and more and more. Sinishgit. So we start off life like a sun, sunny boy. And slowly we slip into becoming a moon. And the moon made mistakes. And it got smaller and smaller. And it gets big and small. So what's its sign? So the Rabbanis don't want to show us, don't worry. There's always an opportunity to catch up. You can catch up. Even the moon, it's behind 1 year. It's behind 2 years. There's a discrepancy of 11 days, 22 days, 33 days. You know what? Shnasa Yibur. You can do tshuva, you can catch up. So remind us, never too late. You can catch up. You hear? Merzik. You hear the pshat. That's the reason why Hashem Davka made two systems which ultimately become reconciled and brought back together again and reunited to show us that even if you make a mistake and you fall behind, you can still catch up. There's eight. So doing tshuva, you can catch up. And that's what he says. Azoy Shane, I believe me. And he says, this. And he says, and that's based on the Noemi Melech. That we designed the Geparsha. Funk Noemi Melech, we spoke about before, who said, the Rebbein Shlom was Bari Olamas and Machrivan. He said, I like the earlier ones. I'm going to get better. I want to improve. I want a better one. I'm going to have the Matikon. Finally, has the one he wants. So in other words, the world was created in such a way that Hashem knew that men are going to fall behind. He knew we're going to start schlepping. He knew we're going to start straggling. He knew that the suns will become moons. Because Hashem made, that's how the world, Hashem knew that the world's never perfect right away. It takes time to get perfect. You make a mistake, Hashem, you recreate yourself, Nachamol, reinvent myself, and the Rebbe Shlom eventually, from the Midas Adin, he goes down to Midas Arachmim, and the finally Abdullah Matikon, where Alpi Midas Arachmim, Hashem has tshuva, Hashem has rachmanis, he gives you Siyata Dishmaya, and you finally become what you're supposed to become. That's what he developed. It's always tough. Tzaddik, and they fall, Shevi Yipol Tzaddik, they come, and Tzaddik always gets back. And I'll just conclude what he says here, Azar Shein of Lord Rabbi Yisai, Azar Shein, now this is something you can say over. This week's parashah, you can say over Gevaltik. Why is the Jewish calendar gebaut on the sun and the moon? It's a beautiful word from the Rigs Abaisam, because the sun is the ideal, the sun is Midas Adin, so to speak, how it really should be, the best, perfect, but who could be perfect? So we're going to flunk, and we'll be Charev again and again, like the moon gets small again and again and again. But in the end, Hashem gives the Eitzes how to catch up. You can catch up. And he says, listen to this. He says, the Arizal says, oh, he's a shame. Vayavor Hashem al panav. By the Yigil Mavidus Arachim, Vashayt and Pasuk. Vayavor Hashem al panav. Vayikra. Remember, we just said it on the Yom Kippur Cotton the other day. Vayavor Hashem al panav. Vayikra. Hashem Hashem, right? Perek Shema Yislam Adalit, right? Pasuk Hey and Vav. Vayere Adonai Be'anav, Yisrael Zeve, Mayisham Vayikra B'Shem Adonai, Vayavar Adonai Alpanav, Vayikra, Adonai Adonai, El Rachum V'Chanon, Erech Apayim Rav Chesed V'Yemez. Why did it say over here, Vayavar Hashem Alpanav? What's that Vayavar? Zot Be'elag Arizal, Shein Vort, that you know that in Vayavar you have two gematrias. In the middle you have Ayin Beis, you have Vav Yud, Ayin Beis Reish. Ayin Beis is what? Chesed. Ayin Beis is 72. 72 is gematria Chesed. Vav Yud Reish, the outer letters of Vayavar is Reish Yud Vav. 216. 216 is Gvura, which is Midas Adin. Everyone knows that Gvura is Midas Adin. Aryeh, the letter for a lion, an Aryeh. Aleph Reish, Yud Hey is 316. That's 216. Aryeh is Gvura. Gvura, what's Gvura in Gematria? Gimel Beis is 5. And Vav is what? 6. It's 11. And Reish is 211. And the Hey is 216. 216 is Gvura. 216 is Aryeh. So the outer letters of Vayavar are Vav, Yud, Reish. 216. 216, Gvura. And inside you have Ayin Beis, which is Chesed. It's a Mizuk. So the idea of Mizuk, of the Yilu Mizuk is the Mizuk of Din V'Chesed. That's why we call the Ibriyar, Shtas or Ibur. Ibur is the same thing. It's, you have Ayin, Yud, Beis, Vav, Reish. So you have the Ayin Beis, which is Chesed, and Yud, Vav, Reish is Gvura. So the idea of the Ibriyar, the idea of the giving a chance for the moon to catch up, waiting an extra month, is that there's a din, there's the ideal, which is the sun, and Nebuch, the moon, straggled and fell behind the sun, and fell out of sync. But here we are, because Hashem also says Rachman, he gives a chance for the moon to catch up, and you can do tshuva, and it's never too late. Hashem is Machavar Lamas, and finally came to the Oidom Atikim. It's Meredith Gazach. Ah, as I hear a word, it's Chazi Hashem. That's why it's called Shnasi Ibur, Meredith Gazach. This is the essential word of the, so we've seen a lot of beautiful things here tonight, Rabbi Isai. There was the help and we should zeicha that we should come and catch up with our ideals. We call be a sun. Sometimes we fall behind. We get to be in the moon phase. We wane. We get very small. Aber there was the help and we should have chizuk to catch up. Therefore, the main sign of the Yidden is the moon. The moon is, that's the Matthias. That's the machrivan, the chorban. The moon's a chorban, but you know what? In the end, there's other matikin. So the Rebbe should give us the Yad Shvaya, show them the Sagma, the Daf and Sagma Zayin, and we should come to the Oilam Matikin, and we should come to be Zaychet, to the Rebbe Shalom giving us Midas HaRachman. Okay.